All right. So today I am going to be talking to a beautiful, intelligent, amazing woman that I've actually just met recently. Her name is Dara Dujour, and I met her when I was on the Suicide Girls radio show, and I think we've met somewhere in the past. We have no idea where. We haven't been able to place it yet, but I'll say that we met on that radio show, and she really impressed me just with being awesome, just being with a woman who is very vocal and who's able to shove her ego aside and really explain information to both men and women very clearly, and again, without her, you know, without feeling embarrassed and holding back about some information. So she's very blunt and honest, and I'm very happy to be talking to her right now. So hello, Dara.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Hey, you're welcome. So today I really wanted to talk about sex and sensuality. And one of the main questions that a lot of guys ask me is usually about how do they escalate. So escalation is taking something from either friends or from a date scenario and escalating it to a more sexual level. And so I wanted to talk to you about that and just see if you have any, you know, advice or tips or information straight from the female mind that can assist my guys with doing this with ease.
Great question. I think it's definitely possible to move both from the friendship space to the sexual space, as well as obviously moving from dating to having sex or heavy petting or whatever it is, the steps that you want to take. In regard to friendship first, I think there's sort of a misconception with men, and I know this is a controversial topic, that one, that men and women can't really be friends, the whole, you know, when Harry met Sally business.
Right.
And I personally love my male friends. I have incredible friends. Yes, there is sexual tension with a lot of them. I actually love sexual tension, and it's something that I work off of. It sparks me intellectually and creatively. So for me, if there's a little sexual tension, but for whatever reason, I don't want to move it in the direction of you know, a romantic, you know, person in my life. I don't mind it. And some of my guy friends do have a crush on me. But the relationship is important enough to keep, versus not being friends at all. But that being said, I have had friends that we've moved into a romantic arena, and the way that they've done it, is that, well, with my guy friends, a lot of my dependence on them and my interaction with them is like, it's not the same way that I'm friends with girls, but there is an element of like venting. Like I talk with them about, you know, work or friendships I have with women, or if I got in a fight with somebody or whatever, and they're sort of there. I'm not on guard. I'm not editing. I'm just totally like blah, 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 you know?
Right.
And that's what I love about it. But one of the ways that the person that I ended up hanging out with more seriously in essential aspects, what he did was he sort of, limited those conversations. I was no longer able to kind of, you know, put my feet up on him in sweats, eating popcorn and dish. So
okay.
He took himself out of that friendship space and was like, let's go somewhere, you know, and then I'm dressed up and then he's, you know, looking fantastic and we're getting drinks. And he almost created a date scenario, which switched my mind out of, oh, this is my guy friend, to this is somebody I could actually see in a different capacity.
Okay, interesting. So he limited how much access you had to him. So you weren't able to just,
yes,
like lounge around in your PJs and like, you know, have food on your face and act like an idiot or whatever it is. You know, he still kept you in that dating space where attraction was still an option.
Absolutely. That's
okay.
A great way to put it. Yeah. He limited access, and he started playing it more where it was, you know, we didn't just call each other five times a day. It was like he became a little bit more elusive, more mysterious.
Okay. And what did that do to you?
Well, at first it was a little bit confusing because I was like, what's going on? Is he seeing somebody? Like, what's happening? But then when we started to go out more on sort of basically quasi dates, I started to think of him as somebody different to me, you know?
Okay.
And then he kind of put the moves on me, which he had never done before.
And was
like,
that weird for you?
It wasn't. It was actually nice. Okay. I mean, there was always a base level of attraction, but my thing is that I'm always scared to move from friendship to more because my friends are extremely valuable to me. Like they're, you know, I feel like other things, while they can be fleeting, like friendship, they're your chosen family. That's just okay. Me. I put a very high, you know, status on my friends. But when he did that, what he also did was he took the reins and he was very masculine. He didn't ask me if it was okay. I mean, granted, I'm not saying don't ask a woman. He felt it out and he intuitively made that move. And so that was nice.
Okay. And you welcomed that. Like you were like, okay, this is cool because there's some attraction here. I'll try this out. Or were you like, yes. This is okay, yes. So you did say yes. Because you were saying there was some attraction there. So how long were you friends for?
A while, like a few years.
Okay. And during that time.
So we had always been dating other people, you know?
Okay. So there was always that there. So basically, if he was single and available, you would have been into him. But you established a friendship knowing that he was with other women. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And it wouldn't have been something I would necessarily jump on because I just wouldn't do that.
Okay. And so then he suddenly became single and did he shifted the way that he was acting towards you? So like before when he was with another girl, he let you lounge around in pajamas and put your feet up on him and, you know, talk his ear off about the guys that you were dating?
Yes.
Well, he did. Okay. And so then when he got single, he suddenly shifted that. I just want to like break it down for people to understand. Okay. So then he shifted that.
Yeah, I think for him, he probably realized that, like, there was potential there, and we always kind of flirted and stuff, but, like, I'm sure that he maybe tried to do stuff before, and I put the brakes on. That's typically what happens, but it was never to the degree of, I mean, I respond highly to masculinity. Like, even when I'm dating women, like, that leadership and that ability to decision make and kind of take me and just go, this is what we're doing. Like, I'm by no means like a passive female, but that is a huge turn on to me. Like,
and I love
obviously
that you just
considering
said that.
What?
I love that you just said that, because I think that that's an important part of attraction. It's masculinity and femininity, and masculinity is actually, it's exactly the way that you just described it, where it's not being aggressive and a chauvinistic, you know, pig. It's being strong, taking leadership, making decisions, but still be, you know, open and to compromising and listening.
Absolutely. Now, in regard to your the other scenario, which is like a guy's gone out a few times with a woman and he hasn't made any move and he wants to take it into the bedroom or at least heavy petting.
Yeah.
I really think if she's going out with you, then she's interested. Like, I definitely wouldn't mistake that. Like, if you're going on dates, she's interested. And as far as I'm concerned, women are extremely horny and are extremely sexual.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Women's sexual appetites are voracious, and they at times exceed a man's. So don't, you know, to question whether a woman, there's a whole conversation that has gone on for so long around women's sexuality that, you know, there's some issue or frigidity or this or that. Yes, I think you have to access a woman's brain first. But as far as I'm concerned, once I feel safe with somebody that they're not a chauvinist, they're not misogynistic, we're some way agreeing along the lines mentally that, like, they love and respect women.
Okay.
We don't have to agree on everything, but as long as I know that and that love is genuine, and not just I love women, I love fucking, or I love women's bodies, or like women are hot, not like that, but actually a genuine love for women, which I think gets better as men get older. Then I'm really turned on, you know, and then we don't have to get to know each other. You know, I don't have to know your blood type before, you know,
right. We're
moving forward. So one of the biggest thing is I make the move, like, okay, absolutely without question. Like, something that guys do that I actually love is like, somebody did this and the first time they did it, I was like, what's happening here?
If you want to check out the rest of this interview, then go check out What's Inside a Woman's Mind. I have 42 interviews with 42 sexy, amazing, intelligent women who want to tell you what they want, whether it's about sex, dating, relationships, intimacy, sensuality. These women are eager and ready to open themselves up let you get deep inside their minds and tell you exactly what they want. You can check out the other 22 minutes of this interview where Dara reveals everything there is to need to know about sexuality and sensuality and what it takes to open a woman up to the experience of sex and sensuality. All you have to do to get this is click the link below and you can order What's Inside a Woman's Mind instantly.